The margins are slim and there are still votes to count, but it looks like Dillingham residents have approved Proposition 1 to annex the local Nooshaggak Commercial Fishing District into the city limits and also approved the second proposition to impose a 2.5% raw fish tax. Both measures gained about 50 more votes in favor than those opposed. But as KDLG's Mike Mason reports, the final results won't be known till tomorrow.
The Dillingham City Clerk reports there are 115 absentee and question ballots that will be counted by the Dillingham Canvas Committee during their meeting Thursday afternoon at 5. Since there are so many absentee and question ballots, it's possible the vote totals for the two ballot questions could change substantially. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby is confident that the yes votes on the two ballot questions will stand up when all the votes are counted on Thursday.
The question still hasn't been answered, obviously. I'm really pleased with the voter turnout. It's obvious that we've got a large part of the community that's been engaged, and you know, that's a success regardless of the question that'd be on the ballot. But I'm optimistic. I mean, I think that the community it has spoken, but we'll wait until after Thursday for the final decision before we, you know, move to the next step.
Ruby notes the city council's already adopted some of the ordinances that would implement the annexation and the fish tax, contingent on the ballot questions passing when the vote totals are known on Thursday. She also stresses that many of the measures intended to provide some relief to the fish tax for area residents have also been adopted.
And the council did that so that, you know, the public could had time to see the commitment that was being made, the commitment for example, the reimbursements for the real property and the reimbursements for the low income and those things. Most of those have been ongoing.
Thursday's special election prompted a large campaign in opposition to the annexation and fish tax. A segment of that opposition wanted the annexation turned down in an effort to make it easier to create a Western Bristol Bay borough. Ruby has long been a supporter of borough formation, and she pledged the city of Dillingham will continue to work in that direction.
Certainly, I've been an advocate of it, and the city is committed to it. The city has already established that borough fund and will contribute some of these proceeds into that fund.
Recently, a borough feasibility report was released by the Ekak Village Council that showed that a Western Bristol Bay borough could be financially feasible if a borough were to impose a 5% local fish tax in both the Nooshaggak and Togiak commercial fishing districts. Robert Hyeno is the president of the Ekak Village Council. He was also among the most vocal opponents of the city's annexation effort, and he was the chairman of the anti-annexation group called Citizens for Sustainable Communities, opposing Dillingham's annexation and fish tax. That group ran what many area residents consider the largest campaign in Dillingham's history. Efforts to get a comment from Hyeno about Tuesday's unofficial election results have thus far been unsuccessful, but he spoke about the future during a campaign event Friday in Dillingham. He admitted that it will be challenging to actually get all of the stakeholders on board for a borough, and he claimed that if the annexation and fish tax actually passes, the area villages might not have much incentive to continue pursuing borough formation.
And then I guess if you ask me directly, I'd be very interested in pursuing this if Prop 1 and 2 went down. I don't think I'm going to put any time into it if it gets voted in, because I don't think the likelihood of it going anywhere is going to be very minimal.
If the results from Tuesday's special election in Dillingham stand up when the absentee and question ballots are counted, then the city of Dillingham would have jurisdiction over the Nooshaggak Commercial Fishing District and the Wood River Special Harvest Area. Last year, there were nearly 5 million sockeye salmon caught by commercial fishermen in that fishing district. It's anticipated that a 2.5% local fish tax could bring in about $700,000 in additional revenue to the city. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.